Let's talk about Ray. You said he was born in 1941, and he died in October of 2005. He was just 62 years old when he died.
Yes.
Tell us about the disease that took him. The illness that took him.
Lou Gehrig's disease, which is a name nobody can say, so they say ALS. The big change that happened in our family and the company, Nordam, all happened at once. And it was the month after 9/11. It was October 8th, specifically, in 01. We had taken 12 or 15 people, many of which were customers and friends, aviation associates, and we went to Canada on a caribou migration hunt. When you go on these things, you have to fly in airplanes that are what they call bush planes, with a bush pilot. He's almost flying right over the top of the bush. The first day that we hunted, some people scored, some people didn't. We had three airplanes. One was a de Havilland Beaver, one was a helicopter, and one was a Cessna 200 series airplane that was on a float. It was light snow. We were coming back from the day's hunt. Everybody's loaded in these three different airplanes, and one of them didn't make it. I was in the one that didn't make it, as well as seven of us. Three people died, one of which was Jimmy Peelsticker, who was our lifelong friend who owned Aero Trucking. He died in the accident. The pilot died, as well as the president of our company, Charles Ryan. I was the most severely injured of the four survivors.
What were your injuries?
I had broken my legs in 12 different places, between my ankles and my knees.
Let's include these other names that were with you then.
Jamie Hagan, who was our ranch manager in Stone Bluff, Oklahoma. We had Vince Westbrook, who is the tennis coach at Tulsa University. And Mike Case, who's in the real estate building apartment business here locally.
This is in far northern Canada, and it went down into a lake, into water?
Yes, we crashed because the ice accumulated on the wings, and it lost its lift upon landing, so we fell 500 feet out of the sky into the water.
You're in that water with broken legs. When you were crashing, you must have thought, this is it, I'm dying.
Well, you know, that's the first question that people ask you is, when you knew you were going down, what happened? It was stone quiet, the whole airplane. We knew something bad was getting ready to happen, but it was only probably for about 3 seconds. Your life doesn't go in front of you because you don't have that much time. Next thing you know, you're in water trying to figure out what the circumstances are. There's a couple of dead bodies around. We're out in the middle of water, and the water is freezing. So it's right at 30 degrees because it was starting to freeze. The snow was blowing, and the wind was blowing. The waves were... So you had to grab onto something. Nobody had any life jackets. How we got out is... We flew over the camp, coming in for a landing. We're in a tent camp. And somebody heard us or saw us fly over, but we didn't come back. So after a while, the camp director said to one of the guides, take the little John boat out there and see why they have not come back to the dock here yet. He came upon us about 20 or 30 minutes after we were in that water and saw what had happened.
We should point out that Ray had flown ahead in another plane and was back at the camp waiting for you to show up. And
yes.
So that's why he wasn't on that plane. He was on another one.
Yes. Myself, going forward, was in really bad shape for a year because I was in a wheelchair. I had found later that I got severe hypothermia, and that affected my heart. So I have... A fibrillation. every time that I'd be able to start walking, they'd do another surgery. This was in 01, and I had my 25th surgery last February.
Oh, wow.
And this is the first time that I've been able to walk any distance without pain since that time. Charlie Ryan was our president, and he was our lead deal maker, and he died. The next day or so after we had returned to Tulsa, Ray had gone to a doctor for a review of something that he had done before the trip, and he told him at that time that he had ALS. So in 1 week, you have the three top executives of NORDAM. One of them's dead. One of them's out of kilter for at least a year. And the founder and CEO has just been diagnosed with a delivery of death pretty soon.
Wow. What a shock.
I was in the hospital for a week in Montreal. That was the closest major hospital that I could get care.